this year. It's 2017. Can you believe that? 2017. Ah, so it's 50 years, actually, since the 1967 referendum, which made Aboriginal people just a regular citizen. So they could vote, they could, you know, prior to that, they just weren't part of anything. They were just there. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are now included in things like the census and able to vote. In fact, they're just normal people in Australia, which is great. Worldwide Australian artist Vernon R. Key is publishing a solo exhibition to express how an insider felt and how that's changed over time. So he's on the line right now. He's done a lot of solo exhibitions, and he can tell us a bit more about his new one, which is called Not an Animal or a Plant. Vernon, you there?
I am.
Ah,
good morning.
Got you. Good morning. Good morning. Is it raining out your way?
The sun has just come out.
Oh, well, that's good. The sun's coming out.
So
brilliant.
It looks like it might be okay to go out for a bit of a wander today.
Yeah, why not? Now, what's the idea behind Not an Animal or a Plan?
Well, it refers to the notion that before... Before the 1971 census, subsequent to the 1967 referendum, which kind of allowed for Aborigines to be included in the census, for the first time we could write our names down as and identify ourselves as Aborigines. Before that, we didn't really exist as humans. And anyone born before that census was effectively a non-person, and we had the status of a kind of property of the government.
Yeah, but it was different in different states, wasn't it?
Yeah. But we weren't even wards of the state, because we weren't regarded as human.
Mm.
And we were deliberately excluded from the constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the problem, but
so it was a really big milestone. So
in your opening too, you mentioned that Aborigines could vote. We could actually vote before that, but you had to promise in writing to be a white man.
Oh, really?
To vote, yeah.
And is that in various states or was that federally?
Yeah, various states. You know, you had adjusted laws and that, but we were generally unregarded.
Because I think Queensland tended to drag the chain on a lot of these issues, so I suspect they were rather tardy in recognising any sort of rights as well.
Oh, Queensland is very much still follows that pattern of following what everyone else does and then very, very slowly adopting a different attitude, different policy, different everything.
Mm. And so this is a collection of artworks which are showing how this felt or what is it? Can you explain it for us, perhaps in words?
Well, it's hard, I know. The title of the show refers to the notion that... you know, a lot of blackfellas, we often sit around and we talk about, well, you know, if we weren't human, we must have been animals or plants.
Yeah.
We must have been ensconced in the Flora or Fauna Act, but we weren't even that. So it's kind of a lighthearted way of looking at it. But after much critical discussion, that's the conclusion you come to.
Yeah.
You know, we must have been animals or plants if we weren't human, but of course we weren't anything like that. The whole point was that we were aggressively written out of existence.
Yeah. And what sort of impact does this exhibition have when people see it? Do you watch their faces, or what do you think? What are they thinking? Do you know?
I don't know. Hopefully, it's a kind of show that will encourage people to ask their own questions of themselves and the people around them.
Oh, sorry, has it opened yet?
It opens tonight.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah, so we're talking about tonight. Sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier on. So yeah, you're opening tonight, so I shouldn't be asking that question because you've got no idea what people are thinking. how many pieces have you got in the exhibition then?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 30.
Right, so it's fairly big, yeah. A lot of work.
It's the largest show I've ever had, yeah.
Wow.
To date, and it's very exciting because it's the first time I've ever had this many works in one exhibition, and to have this happen in this amazing building, the National Art School Gallery, is really something.
Where is that building?
It's just off Taylor Square.
Oh, okay.
In Darlinghurst. So.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Nice. You've got text-based illustration and painting. What's the difference between, why have you chosen those two mediums?
Well, I have a fairly varied practice, and we've been planning the show for about a year, and it was just a decision to kind of strip it down and reduce the kind of the kind of snapshot of my practice to basically portraiture and drawing, as well as a few text works as well. And because I've done lots of 3D and video and photography and printmaking as well, but none of that is in the show. So it's fairly stripped back show, with a few new works as well. So
did you plan to exhibit on the beginning of 2017? You know, as a kind of commemoration of 50 years, or has that sort of come about through other means?
Well, the opportunity was to kind of pitch it for the start of this year.
Uh-huh.
It could have happened in November, December, but with the 50 year anniversary coming up, it seems very timely, and also I also turned 50 this year.
Oh, right. So you're a babe of the referendum in a way.
Yeah, so to speak. So the referendum, when people talk about the referendum, the people and the treatment of Aborigines, they like to speak in historical terms, but it is not a history story. It's a modern contemporary story of Aboriginal existence. And it's a modern contemporary story of the relationship that this country has with the Aborigine, because when I was born myself, I was born as a non-person and a kind of property of the government. This is my life now.
Mm.
So this is an exhibition produced by someone who was born in the context of the referendum.
So you were just before the referendum then?
Yeah. My birthday is later this month.
Precedes.
So I was already in the world, existing as a non-person.
So did you get a birth certificate?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But now, as soon as the referendum happened, did your birth certificate then become registered as a citizen?
I would have been.
Did you have to apply or what?
Yeah, I would have been registered as a kind of a citizen, but not as an Aborigine.
Right.
And as an Aborigine, I had no rights at all. I could have been subjected to any manner of evils, and nobody would have batted an eyelid.
Yeah, you don't sort of have the basic rights when you don't have recognition of being an ordinary citizen, do you? So it's interesting if you consider that if that hadn't have happened, what would have happened to you? I suppose you think about that, don't you?
Well, I do. I mean, but there's a lot about this country that hasn't changed and has actually gone backwards in the last 15 years or so. We know this country's gone backwards because of the kind of status of immigrants and refugees now is in Australia's attitude, increasingly kind of dark attitude towards immigration and asylum seekers is fairly clear. Clear not just to people who live here in Australia, but to the rest of the world, has to be said.
Yeah. And what do you think you might do with your exhibition then? Would you take that to the rest of the world?
Oh, it would be good to have more exposure overseas, for sure, particularly in populations where the themes I deal with would have a much more real-world impact. But yeah, we will see. Time will tell.
Because, I mean, Indigenous art has found a lot of popular supporters and people that appreciate it in Europe and America, and it's quite a big thing, isn't it, overseas? So, you know, maybe you could see a lot of success to take it to somewhere like that. I don't know how all this works in the art world, but I'm sure it's a very complicated and interesting process. But you know, I could see it certainly... Certainly, you'd have to say there'd be a market for it.
Oh, well, yeah, I would hope there would be a market for my own work. It would always be good to make a living. But you know, in terms of, Aboriginal art and its penetration into art arenas globally, what we see is really a very narrow idea of what the Aborigine is with the art that is kind of proposed or espoused internationally, and of course, you know, all peoples are much more complex than what we see.
It's more than just dots, isn't it?
People, Aborigines are, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I mean, imagine if, white Australia was only defined through the paintings of Pro Hart or Ken Doan. Imagine if that was, white Australia's only avenue for expression. You know, that would be a make a pretty sad lot, I think.
Yes. Anyway, people should get along and have a look and see for themselves and take what they will. That's what you do with artwork, isn't it? You put it out there and see what it communicates to people. And that's at Taylor Square, just off Taylor Square. And it's what's the gallery again?
It's the National Art School Gallery.
National Art School Gallery.
And it's 5:30 tonight.
5:30 tonight. It's a big opening. Yeah. Get out there, get and see it. Vernon R. Key, thank you very much for coming on the program. Really appreciate it. And it's a good way to mark the 50th anniversary of the 1967 referendum, which is coming up. Of course, it hasn't quite got to the referendum date yet, has it? But
The anniversary of the date itself is May 27.
So we're working up to it, but it's in this year, and it's a good thing for people to think about it and think how far we've come, or as you say, perhaps slip back a bit in recent years. But anyway, thank you very much, Vernon, for coming on The Daily here at 2SER.
Thanks for having me.